Yes, Cork, it's all over here in Knockalla for another year. 2 days of very successful motorsport here organised by Donegal Motor Club. I'm going to start by thanking the three associate sponsors that were involved with this event. I suppose it's like all events, but nothing happens without kind generosity. So thanks from Donegal Motor Club goes to DMG Motors, Donegal Town, Kelly's Toyota in Letterkenny, and CBM Signs in Letterkenny also. They also had 20 associate sponsors who rode in behind them here in various ways. And they also wanted to pay thanks to St. Union's GA Club for the very kind sponsorship of some souvenir gifts for the marshals and the competitors who support this club year in, year out. If we look at the action today, competitors had a practice run and three timed runs of the 1.32 kilometre course. And just for information there, the record in this course was set in 2012 at 38.4 seconds. And unfortunately, that wasn't beat this weekend. We got awfully close to it, but it wasn't beat. That record still stands. After today's action, the three runs up the hill, the winner was John Donnelly in a Pulbeam MP62 with a time of 39.8 seconds. So the locals didn't fare out as well today. The top local man was Kevin Gallagher in fifth. So between John Donnelly and Kevin Gallagher, we had Chris Houston in second, Stephen Robb in third, and Ryan Murray in fourth. The drier weather today suited the quicker single-seater cars, but still a blistering time there from local man Kevin Gallagher, who won this event yesterday, and I'm sure he'd be very, very happy with that overall today. If we continue on down through the list, Ben O'Brien was sixth, Jared O'Connell was seventh, Seamus Morris was eighth, Shane Bale was ninth, and Ned Doherty rounds out the top 10. Another local man at 11 was Barry McLaughlin, and if I keep going down through the list here to look for other local men, was William McFadden at 18th. We had Ivan Stewart at 26th, John Dolan in 27th, J.P. Logue in 28th, Aidan Gallagher in 31st, Sean Herriday in 32nd, Roy Baldrick was 33rd, Gary Lockhart was 34th, Ronan Green was 37th, James Logue was 39th, Adrian Sweeney was 40th, and we keep going, there's lots of local competitors here this weekend. Patrick Bonner was in 46th, Seamus Brown, who was his first event out, was in 48th, James McDermott was 49th, Timothy Dugan was 52nd. Sean Brogan was 55th. And the list continues yet. There's more of them. We had Martin McLaughlin in 68th. Thomas McGlinchey in 69th. William Vance in 72nd. We had Hugh Gibbons in 80th. And that rounds out all the local competitors. So fantastic weekend here. The club ran 77 competitors yesterday and 81 competitors today. Fantastic weekends, motorsport, and thanks to Highland for all their coverage.
Okay, thanks very much, Sam. Just before I let you go, Sam, I suppose the event once again yesterday was very, very wet. Today, conditions, a big improvement?
Yeah, massive improvement here. It's funny, it's one of those things where the difference that a dry day makes. Yesterday down here was like the heart of winter, and there was a good atmosphere about here yesterday, but today there was kind of, it was more like a carnival atmosphere. There was lots of families about. Shuttle buses running up and down the hill for people to see the action. It was just a fantastic weekend sport.
And Sam, suppose look, it was a number of years since you last had the hill climb, and no doubt after the weekend it was such an successful event, and as you were indicating, massive crowds out to see it as well. It will be on again next year.
That's it. Yep. This hill climb always runs the first weekend in September, and I think this hill climb is famous up and down the country. Just talking to a few people earlier on, and they travel from Clonakilty on Friday, and they're hitting the road now to go halfway home today and halfway home tomorrow, and they kind of said that it was like a mini holiday before the winter began. So they travel from all over the country to this hill. It's well known all across Ireland. It's one of the competitors' favourites, so it's great. And I suppose the scenery down here is beautiful when you get a good day like today, not so much yesterday.
Yeah, just going to say that. Suppose Knockalla, it's a famous area, and yeah, anyone that's into rallying always talk highly of Knockalla. I suppose it brings out a lot of skill, and you know, drivers that are trying to compete in that as well, they have to adjust to a lot of different factors, and as we said, the weather was one. But as you said, Kevin Gallagher, you know, overall winner yesterday, finished fifth today. So it just shows you that any given day, either, you know, anyone can really run it.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, I suppose Kevin's a local man down here, so he might, some people would argue, is that small advantage. But at the end of the day, he still has to drive to the conditions. He still has to get from the start line to the finish line. And just exactly the weather makes a massive, massive difference down here. It builds the atmosphere, but it also shows just the skills within the drivers within this country that we have, that the conditions we had yesterday, they braved them. They went out there and they were still setting very, very fast times over 1.32 kilometres.